You're listening to sermons from Bethany Baptist Church. For more information, visit us at bethanychicago.org.
Vamos a, o quiero iniciar con una oración.
Thank you so much. We're going to start with a prayer, a word of prayer.
Así que oren junto conmigo. Señor, te damos muchísimas gracias.
Lord, we give you thank you.
Por este tiempo en el cual podemos cantarte y alabarte.
For this time that we can sing to you and glorify you.
Pero también gracias por tu revelación a través de la Biblia.
But also thank you for your revelation through your word.
Porque podemos escudriñar tu palabra y aprender de ti.
Because we can seek in your Bible and learn more about you.
Señor, abre nuestras mentes y nuestros corazones para entenderla.
Lord, open our minds and our hearts so that we can understand.
Te pedimos esto en nombre de Cristo Jesús.
We ask you this in the name of Jesus.
Amén. Bueno, me da muchísimo gusto estar aquí con ustedes y especialmente ahora compartir un poco acerca de la Palabra de Dios.
Well, it's a privilege to me to be able to share the Word of God today with you guys.
Y justamente lo que acabamos de leer es lo que vamos a estar meditando esta mañana.
And what we just read is what are we going to be meditating today, this morning.
Pero antes de iniciar, quiero contarte algo que siempre me decían mis padres.
But before we start, I want to tell you something that my parents used to say to me.
Mis papás siempre me decían, no valoras lo que tienes porque no te ha costado.
My parents used to tell me, you don't value what you have because it didn't cost anything to you.
Y ellos se referían específicamente a que yo tenía una costumbre.
And they were referring to something very specific because I was used to do something.
Yo tomaba el carro y gastaba la gasolina o todo el tanque completo en dos días.
I would take the car and I would use all the gasoline in it in 2 days.
Entonces mis papás agarraban el carro y decían, ¿por qué ya no tiene gasolina?
And then my friends will ask me, well, why does the car doesn't have any gas anymore?
Y yo respondía, bueno, pues llevé a algunos amigos hasta sus casas y la ciudad era muy grande, así que se acababa muy rápido.
And then I would say, well, I took some of my friends to their house and they live far away, so I mean, it ran out fast.
Así que ellos me decían, no valoras el precio de la gasolina porque tú no la pagas.
And they told me, well, you don't value the price or how much it costs gasoline because you don't pay for it.
¿Y sabes qué? Empecé a valorar el precio de la gasolina cuando la empecé a pagar yo mismo.
And then I start appreciating the value of the gasoline every time I start paying for it.
Ahora me lo pensaba antes de llevar a todos mis amigos hasta sus casas.
Now I was thinking before if I was going to take my friends to their houses or not.
Porque decía, okay, si los llevo, no voy a tener gasolina para mañana, para el trabajo.
And I would say, well, if I take them, then I won't have gas for tomorrow, and I need to go to work.
Así que es verdad, al menos para mí, no sé si te ha pasado a ti, el no valorar las cosas hasta que sabes el precio.
So that is the truth in my life, and I don't know about you, if there was something or there is something in your life that you probably don't value enough because it didn't cost you anything.
Quiero contarte un poco del contexto acerca de lo que Pedro escribe hacia los cristianos en esta carta.
I want to give you a little bit of context about what Peter is talking in this letter.
El apóstol Pedro escribe su primera carta a cristianos que estaban pasando persecución.
Peter wrote this first letter to people that were being persecuted.
Estaban siendo perseguidos a causa de ser creyentes.
They were being persecuted because they were believers.
Y les escribe para recordarles algo sumamente importante.
And he wrote this to remind them of something very important.
Él les recuerda lo que le costó a Dios la salvación de ellos.
He reminds them the cost of salvation.
Así que, en medio de las circunstancias difíciles que el creyente estaba viviendo en ese tiempo.
So in the middle of the circumstances that the believers were living in that moment,
probablemente se les llegó la pregunta a su cabeza.
They probably had this question in their heads.
¿Vale la pena seguir a Cristo?
Is it worth it to follow Jesus?
¿Estoy perdiendo mi casa?
I'm losing my house.
¿Mi familia?
My family.
¿Y hasta mi vida?
And even my life.
¿Por decir que Cristo es el Señor y mi Salvador?
Because I'm telling others that Jesus is my Savior.
¿Por qué hacerlo? ¿Por qué perder todo esto?
Why doing this if I'm losing everything?
Bueno, La respuesta se las da Pedro en el versículo, en los primeros versículos.
Well, the answer is given by Peter in the first few verses.
Y de hecho, después de que Pedro escribe esta carta, en el año 64 inicia una persecución aún más dura por causa del Imperio Romano.
And after he wrote this letter in the year 64, the persecution was even bigger.
Así que estoy seguro que esta pregunta les llegó a sus cabezas.
So I'm pretty sure that that question hit their heads.
Y no sé si probablemente a ti te ha llegado esta pregunta de por qué seguir a Cristo.
And I don't know if you have ever had that question, why is it worth it to follow Jesus?
Y la primera razón que Pedro nos da en esta carta.
And the first reason that what Peter gave us in this letter.
Es simplemente porque Dios se eligió.
It's simple. It's because God chose you.
Dice el primer versículo de Primera de Pedro.
The first verse in 1 Peter 1 says,
Pedro, apóstol de Jesucristo, a los elegidos.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the province of
Si ve, Pedro les dice, ustedes fueron elegidos.
Like you see, Peter says you have been elected.
Y versículo 2 dice, según la previsión de Dios el Padre.
And verse 2 says, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
Así que la primera razón que él les da es, sí, estás pasando persecución, estás perdiendo todo.
So the first reason he says, well, yes, you're losing everything.
Pero recuerda que Dios te eligió a ti.
But remember that you have been chosen.
Y no sé si tú has pensado en esto, que el Dios que creó los cielos y la tierra.
And I don't know if you have ever thought about how the God who created the world.
Te está buscando.
He is looking for you.
¿Al caso eres tú tan valioso para Dios o yo soy tan valioso para Él?
Are you or are we that worth it of God who created everything to look for us?
¿He hecho yo, Otoniel, algo para merecer que Dios me busque a mí?
Have I, Otoniel, have done anything worth it of God looking for me?
¿Tú has hecho algo para que Dios haya descendido y te haya buscado?
Have you done anything worth it of God so that God could give his one and only son to come and die for you?
¿Sabes qué? Lo único que hemos hecho tú y yo ha sido pecar en contra de Dios.
The only thing that you and I have done all along is to sin against God. Mm-hmm.
Ha sido desobedecerlo constantemente.
We have been disobedient constantly.
Hemos ido en contra de él toda nuestra vida.
We have been going against him all our lives.
Nuestro corazón está en constante rebeldía contra él.
Our hearts are constantly going against him.
Pero aún así, él envió a su hijo a rescatarnos.
But even that, God still sent his son to save us.
El apóstol Pablo en la carta a los Romanos dice lo siguiente.
Apostle Paul in the book of Romans says this.
No hay ni siquiera uno que haga lo bueno.
There is no one, not even one, that does everything good.
No hay quien busque a Dios.
There is no one that is looking for Jesus.
¿Y sabes qué? Esa es tu condición y mi condición.
And let me tell you, that's your condition and that's my condition.
Lo único que hicimos era pecar en contra de él.
The only thing that we have done is to sin against him.
Pero Dios te ha buscado y me ha buscado a mí.
But God, he's looking for you and he's looking for me.
Por una gran razón.
For a really good reason.
Porque él nos quiere salvar.
Because he wants to save us.
¿Pero salvar de qué?
And save us from what?
Salvar de la persecución, salvar del dolor.
Save us from persecution or from pain.
No, aún algo más importante.
No, even something bigger than that.
La Biblia nos enseña que como tú ni yo buscábamos a Dios.
The Bible says that because neither one of us were looking for him.
Y pecábamos contra él.
And we were sinning against him.
Lo único que merecíamos por haber estado haciendo eso.
The only thing that we deserved because we were doing that.
Era una muerte eterna.
It was an eternal death.
Y no solo la muerte física.
and not only a physical death,
que todos las vamos a experimentar,
that we all gonna experience in some point,
sino que después de tú haber muerto,
but before you die,
pasarías una eternidad en el infierno sufriendo, alejado de Dios.
After you die, you will live an eternal separation from God.
Así que Dios nos está buscando y te busca a ti.
So God is looking for you and for us.
Para salvarte de ese castigo.
From that punishment.
Envió a su hijo a morir en una cruz.
He sent his son to die on a cross.
Él pagó el precio. Él murió por ti.
He paid what was required. He died for you.
Todo lo que yo merecía, Dios se lo cargó a él.
All the things that we deserved, God put it on his son.
Pero no se acaba ahí la historia.
But the story doesn't end there.
No solo murió, sino que resucitó.
He did not only die, but he was risen.
Y está sentado al lado de nuestro Dios.
And now he's sitting next to his father.
Y todo aquel que deposita su confianza en Cristo y lo hace su rey,
and everyone who believes in him and puts all his faith in him,
Dios le otorga el perdón de sus pecados.
God gives him forgiveness for all their sins.
Pero quiero que pienses algo más. No solo te salva de tus pecados,
but I want you to remember this. He doesn't only save you from your sins,
sino que da, va aún más allá de eso.
He gives you more than that.
En el versículo 3, Pedro les recuerda a esos cristianos que tienen una herencia.
In verse 3, he reminds them that they have a heresy.
Y que tienen una esperanza.
Inheritance. And they have also a hope.
La esperanza es esta, como Cristo resucitó.
The faith is this one, because God was risen, Jesus was risen.
Tú vas a resucitar y vas a vivir una vida eterna con él.
You're gonna risen too, and you're gonna live an eternal life.
Y la herencia que Cristo otorga.
And the
inheritance.
Inheritance that God gives you.
Es una herencia que nadie te la va a quitar.
Is a inheritance that no one can take away from you.
Algo que nunca se va a acabar.
Is something that will never end.
Algo que nunca se marchitará.
Is something that it will never fade away.
Así que Cristo promete una vida eterna.
So Jesus Christ promised us an eternal life.
Solo cuando tú depositas tu fe en él.
But only when you put your faith in him.
Y nadie más te puede quitar eso.
And no one else can take that away from you.
Pero ¿sabes qué?
Pedro
les está recordando, sí, que fueron elegidos.
Peter is reminding them, yes, you have been chosen.
Que tienen una esperanza nueva.
You have hope.
Que tienen una herencia en el cielo.
You have a heresy in
inheritance.
Heritage in heaven.
Pero les dice, tienes que seguir a Cristo.
But it's telling them you need to follow Jesus.
Y el seguimiento es algo muy importante.
And following him is something very important.
En el versículo 15, Pedro dice esto.
In verse 15, he says this.
Más bien, sean ustedes santos en todo lo que hagan, como también es santo quien los llamó.
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
Tú puedes preguntarte, ¿qué significa santo? ¿Qué significa la santidad?
And you might be wondering, what is being holy means?
Bueno, significa ser apartado para un uso exclusivo.
It means to be taken away or separate or being separated for something different.
Y esto no significa que tú necesitas salir de las ciudades.
And that doesn't mean that you need to go out of your city or go out to the cities.
Vivir solo y separado.
And be away from everybody and live alone.
Significa que en medio de donde tú estás viviendo.
It says that in the middle of where you're living.
Debes vivir como si estuvieras apartado solamente para Dios.
You need to live like you have been separated for God.
Es tan importante esta palabra de santidad.
This word holy is very important.
Porque la Escritura nos dice que sin santidad nadie verá al Señor.
Because the word of God says that without that we are not able to see God.
En el Antiguo Testamento vemos algunas imágenes que Dios quería que entendieran los hombres.
In the Old Testament we see some pictures of what God wanted to show to men.
Y por ejemplo, El sumo sacerdote. Sí.
For example, the high priest.
Tenía que llevar en su cabeza una diadema.
He needed to wear in his head a band.
Y esta diadema decía algo escrito.
And that band had something written in it.
Lo cual era santidad a Jehová.
Holiness to God.
Dios quería que el sumo sacerdote tuviera en su cabeza.
God wanted the high priest to have in his head.
Que nunca se le olvidara.
So that he could never forget.
Que el Dios al que él servía era un Dios santo.
The God that he was serving was a holy God.
Y que tenía que vivir en una manera santa.
And that he needed to live in a holy way.
Por eso, el versículo 14, Pedro les dice.
So that's why in verse 14, Peter says.
Dispónganse para actuar con inteligencia.
As obedient children, do not conform to evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
Voy a leer 13 y 14 y después Anet lo lee en inglés. Por eso, dispónganse para actuar con inteligencia. Tengan dominio propio. Pongan esperanza o su esperanza completa en la gracia que se les dará cuando se revele Cristo. Como hijos obedientes, no se amolden a los malos deseos que tenían antes cuando vivían en la ignorancia.
I'm going to read verse 13 and 14. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
Así que si notas, Pedro le está diciendo a los creyentes, disponte.
So we can notice that Peter is telling them, be willing to.
Que en otra frase sería, manos a la obra.
Or we can say, with hands ready to go to work.
Prepárate para servir al Señor o para seguirlo en santidad.
Be ready to follow Jesus in holiness.
¿Y cómo podemos aplicar esto ahora a nuestros días?
And how we can apply that in our lives today.
Bueno, si nosotros somos creyentes, tu vida tiene que estar marcada por la santidad.
Well, if you are a believer, then your life has to have your life has to show that there is holiness.
Y no solo cuando vengas al templo.
And not only when you go to church.
Sino cuando vayas al trabajo.
When you go to work.
Cuando vayas a la escuela.
When you go to high school.
Con tu familia.
When you're with your family.
Cuando vas manejando.
When you're driving.
En todas las áreas de tu vida.
In all the areas in your life.
Tienes que mostrar que Cristo es el dueño de tu vida.
You have to show that God is the owner of your life.
Así que Pedro les está recordando a estos creyentes que el seguimiento de Cristo requiere santidad.
So Peter is reminding them that the price also, or the result of following Jesus, is to also be holy.
Y déjame decirte una cosa más.
Let me tell you something else.
No solo les recuerda a Pedro que han sido llamados.
Peter doesn't only remind them that they have been chosen.
No solo les recuerda que el seguimiento a Cristo vale toda la pena por lo que Él ha hecho.
He doesn't only tell them that it's worth it to follow Jesus.
No solo les recuerda que el seguimiento requiere santidad.
He doesn't only remind us that following Jesus means that we need to be holy.
Sino que les recuerda el costo de su salvación.
But it reminds them the price that had to be paid for their salvation.
El precio de tu rescate y de mi rescate no ha sido pagado por algo que se pueda acabar.
The price that was paid wasn't paid for something that is not going to last.
No ha sido pagado con oro o con plata.
It was not paid with gold or silver.
Sino con la sangre preciosa de Cristo.
It was paid by the precious blood of God.
Y dice la escritura, como de un cordero sin mancha.
And like the Bible said, a lamb that was perfect.
Así que Pedro les está queriendo decir a los creyentes.
So Peter is telling the believers.
Recuerda cuánto le costó a Dios tu salvación.
Remember how much was the cost that Jesus had to pay for your salvation.
Porque si tú olvidas o yo olvido el costo de mi salvación.
Because if you forget the price that was paid for your salvation.
No vamos a valorar el seguir a Cristo.
you're never going to value to what it means to follow Jesus.
Por eso era tan importante que Pedro les recordara a estos creyentes que estaban perdiendo todo.
So that's why it was very important that Peter was reminding them that it was worth it to leave everything.
Que valía la pena el perder todo por causa de Cristo.
That it was totally worth it to leave everything behind just to follow Jesus.
Y la razón es porque él murió por nosotros.
And the reason why is because he died for us.
No sé si tú has olvidado cuánto ha costado tu salvación.
I don't know if you have forget how much was the cost of your salvation.
Pero sabes, dice un autor.
But you know what? That there is an author that says this.
La gracia de Dios hacia el hombre.
Grace for men.
Es cara.
It's expensive.
Porque le ha costado caro a Dios.
Because it was purchased by God.
Le ha costado la vida de su hijo.
It cost the life of his son.
Habéis sido adquiridos por gran precio.
You have been purchased by a very high price.
Y lo que le ha costado caro a Dios,
and what God had to pay,
no nos puede resultar a nosotros barato.
It's not something that is not worth it or not big enough for us.
Dios entregó a su hijo.
God gave his son.
Él no consideró a su hijo demasiado caro.
He didn't consider his son as something not worth it of dying.
Para devolvernos la vida.
So that he can give us through that life.
Yo no sé si tú estás pasando por momentos difíciles.
I don't know if you are going through hard times right now.
Yo sé que algunos han dejado sus países y han dejado todo.
I know that some of you have left your countries and you have left everything.
Es difícil estar en un país donde no es el tuyo y no tengas familia.
It's hard to be in a country that is not your own and where you don't have family.
Y sentir que perdiste todo.
And you might feel like you have lost everything.
Pero tienes una esperanza.
But you have hope.
Cristo es la esperanza.
Jesus is your hope.
Imagínate esto. Él es tan valioso que él murió por ti.
Imagine this. You are so worth it that God died for you.
Yo no valía la pena.
I wasn't worth it.
Realmente no.
I'm truly not.
Pero Dios te ama y me ama tanto.
But God loves you and he loves us so much.
Que entregó a su hijo.
That he gave his son.
Así que en los momentos difíciles, cuando se devengan todos los problemas.
So in the hard times when all your problems come to you.
Tal como Pedro les recordaba a estos cristianos que estaban perdiendo todo.
Just like Peter was reminding them to these Christians that were losing everything.
Que has sido escogido por Dios.
You have been chosen.
Tienes una esperanza viva.
You have a living hope.
Tienes una herencia eterna.
You have an eternal life. Oh, inheritance.
Perdón por esta palabra. No olvides el costo de tu salvación.
Please don't forget the price that was paid for your salvation.
Y vive una vida santa.
And live a holy life.
Feliz.
Happy.
Mostrando a Cristo en toda tu vida.
Showing Christ in all your life.
Porque Él lo merece.
Because he deserves it.
Él es digno.
He is worth it.
Él murió por ti.
He died for you.
Él te ama.
He loves you.
Así que como muestra de amor y de agradecimiento,
so a way for us to show that we're grateful,
entregámosle toda nuestra vida.
Let's give all our lives to him.
Recordando
always remembering
que tenemos la esperanza eterna en él.
That we have an eternal hope in him.
Si tú no has entregado tu vida a Cristo,
if you haven't gave your life to Jesus,
si tú no tienes esta esperanza,
if you don't have this hope,
si tú estás tratando de llenar ese vacío en tu interior,
if you're trying to fill the emptiness in your heart by yourself,
te invito a que hoy sigas a Cristo.
I want to invite you today to follow Jesus.
Que lo pongas a prueba.
That you can see and test it.
Y lo vas a ver que Él va a llenar cada parte de tu vida.
And you can see that he's going to fulfill every part in your heart.
Si dejaste tu familia, te da una familia en Cristo.
If you have lost your family, he's going to give you a family in Christ.
Si perdiste tu ciudad, tienes una ciudad eterna.
If you have lost your city, you have a holy and eternal city.
De hecho, si tus padres no están aquí, la Escritura dice que Dios es un padre para ti.
If you don't have your parents here, you have lost your parents, you have a holy father.
Dios te da todo lo que tú necesitas y todo lo que estás buscando.
God gives you everything that you need.
Deposita tu confianza en Él.
Put all your trust in Him.
Y dile, Señor, perdóname.
And tell Him, God, forgive me.
No merezco tu amor.
I don't deserve your love.
Pero gracias por salvarme.
But thank you so much for saving me.
Así que quiero invitarte a ti, cristiano.
So I want to invite you who believe.
O si no crees.
Or even the ones that don't believe.
Que en este momento.
Today, in this moment,
te pongas a pensar en todo lo que Cristo te da.
You can start thinking of everything that God gives you.
Y que deposites tu confianza sobre Él.
And that you can put all your trust in Him.
Voy a hacer una oración.
You're going to make a prayer.
Y si tú quieres hacer esta oración en tu corazón, dísela al Señor.
And if you want to make this prayer in your heart, tell it to God.
Y no es la oración la que te salva.
And it's not the prayer the one that saves you.
Es en quien depositas tu fe.
It's in to whom you are praying to.
Así que te invito a que inclines tus ojos o tu rostro. Y,
so we're going to ask you to bow your head.
Y ores conmigo.
And pray with me.
Señor, te doy muchas gracias.
Lord, thank you so much.
Gracias porque nos das una esperanza.
Thank you because you gave us hope.
Porque cuando nos sentíamos que nada valía la pena.
Because when we felt that there was nothing left or nothing worth it.
Que la vida era solitaria, triste.
That life was just lonely and empty.
Que nadie nos amaba.
That no one loved us.
Tú nos amaste.
You loved us.
Enviaste tu hijo a morir en la cruz.
You sent your son to die on the cross.
Resucitó y ahora está sentado gobernando.
He's risen and now he's up there with you in your glory.
Gracias por esa esperanza eterna que tenemos en ti.
Thank you for this eternal hope that we have in you.
Ayúdanos.
Help us.
A seguirte en santidad.
To follow you in holiness.
Y que tú seas el rey de nuestra vida en cada área.
And please be the king of our lives in every area in our lives.
Queremos entregarte toda nuestra vida porque tú lo vales.
We want to give you all our life because you are worth it.
Tú lo mereces.
Because you deserve it.
Así que, Señor, ayúdanos a caminar en santidad delante de Él.
So, Lord, please help us to walk in holiness with you.
Y que nunca se nos olvide el costo de nuestra salvación.
And that we can never forget the price of our salvation.
Dejamos eso en tus manos. Con acción de gracias.
Amén. Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany. We invite you to worship together with us on Sundays. For more information, visit BethanyChicago.org.